We're going to do the holy letters of the Rebbe Igros Kodesh. We're up to volume 4. We're up to letter Tuf Ayin Ches 878. This is dated Baruch Hashem on the 23rd day of Tevis in the year Tuf Shin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And this is letter to Havas Rav HaChosid to Plotkin in Toronto. I'm not sure what the Ches stands for. But it's ches for something, what I don't know, Chaim or whatever. But it's a ches. First name is not here, name Plotkin. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, I was very happy to receive a timely regards through Harav Agon, Chosid, Ishrei Elikim, Nechbed Gonoim, Marenu, Reb Eliyahu Sheyiche Simpson. Reb Eliyahu Simpson, who was an old Chabad Chosid. Matter of fact, his grandson is my brother-in-law. His grandson is my brother-in-law. Married to my sister. So, Rabbi Yo Simpson. And he was a, Rabbi Yo Simpson was a choizer, he was a gabai, he was a an attendant by the previous Rebbe still, and his son was one of the four, my son-in-law's father was one of the four people of the secretary of the Rebbe. But in any event, the Rebbe says, certainly in the future you'll also rejoice me by writing directly to me with good news, and all from you and your family, and your physical and spiritual well-being, and I thank you in advance. As Rebbe Eliyahu Simpson related, there is a wide opportunity to spread the teaching of Hasidus in your community in Toronto. So it is proper, and it's actually a must, that go ahead and figure out with other ones that are fitting people in your community. So altogether, you should put an effort in this in the most fitting way and to complete the intention of the Supreme, of Hashem, that He wants to be a dwelling place in this world. And the meaning of it, as explained in the teaching of Hasidus, is that a dwelling place is an area where a person is revealed without blocks, without hidden. He's there alone. You know, when a person goes out in the street, he dresses up, he's fancy, puts up makeup, dresses, you know, pretends, you know, he plays the role. But when you're home, you know, you're in your shorts and your t-shirt, you know, you're home. That's your home. Your home is the place where you are. I mean, so to speak. So, metaphorically speaking, God, you know, when we say that God's home should be there, it means He should be there in His essence, without, you know, as He is. And in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no thought that can grasp at all, only through Torah and mitzvahs. The only way to be able to connect and grasp Hashem is by studying Torah and doing mitzvahs. Because the Torah and Hashem is really one. But in the revealed part of Torah that is still hidden, specifically through the teaching of Hasidus, which occupies itself with the subjects, is the love of Hashem and His awe through reflection, and reflection is greatness. This is the way specifically that dwelling place becomes below. I look forward to good news, and I send greetings to the entire group, may they live, and the Rebbe's signature, and the Rebbe adds to them also a booklet which has gone out for the 24th day of Tevis with the letter that goes along with that.